And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Positive heads out there, it's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I would like to gift my book, The Golden Key, Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance, to you at goldenkey.gift, where you can get the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD at checkout.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome one and all. I am super excited that you've joined me today on this magical today. Always another magical day as long as we decide to make it one. Remember, we are extremely, infinitely powerful beings as long as we decide to recognize this power within us, that the power in us is what dictates our reality. We get to focus on whatever we decide to focus on, and that will create our reality. So many of us experience doubt and uncertainty in this life in terms of our power, in terms of our intuition, understanding it, learning to listen to it, trusting ourselves. And I got to thinking about this today because I see a lot of clients on a weekly basis who have this issue. And I know we all do because it's part of the human conundrum. We are veiled here in this existence, and there's not a single one of us that doesn't doubt our abilities. We are literally magical beings who can teleport and fly and do all these things if we wanted to. We don't believe that we can. When we do believe that we can do these things. When we lift this veil within ourselves and within this existence that we live in, when we ascend into the next level, we will understand we have these abilities and that we can do it. Yes, it's harder in this physical reality because we don't believe it and because we are veiled. And so this disbelief requires us to have faith, to believe in ourselves, to promote our own seeking, and to develop this will within ourselves, this power of will that we all have. And there are many things that occur in our lives that will encourage us to make different choices, to have a different focus, to have a different perspective based on our experiences. And we always get to choose our perspective of this experience that we're having. Now, we don't always get to choose the experience, but these experiences that we have, they can often catapult us on our journey. They can be huge catalysts for us, and often the biggest catalysts are the most challenging and most difficult circumstances to go through. Today, I thought I would talk a little bit about my own journey and the things that I've experienced that have helped me along my journey and that have catapulted me in my own seeking process. And when I look back at my life, there are two main events that I can see that have changed the course, not changed the course of my life, but have catapulted me into this seeking journey, into this understanding of these other realms and what's really going on here and why are we here and what's going on the other side. When I was about 9 or 10 years old, my grandfather died, And he was like a father to me. He was like, you know, my second dad, and he was a great, great grandfather. I had so much admiration for him. I grew up in Philadelphia, and he reminded me of Rocky. And growing up in the early 80s with a grandfather that reminded you of Rocky, jumping rope the way Rocky did, and my big Italian grandfather, I just adored him. He was the healthiest guy I knew. He would sit there for breakfast and eat bran cereal with orange peels. Not oranges, orange peels, because all the nutrients were in the peel. He ate so healthy. He exercised. He was just this calm, quiet, peaceful man. And one day, he got cancer. He just wound up in the hospital. He had fallen off a ladder, and they had diagnosed him with stage 4 bone cancer in his spine. And none of us thought this was right. I was little, so my understanding of it, of course, from that perspective, wasn't an adult perspective. But I watched the adults, and no one understood because he was so healthy. Turns out that he was supposed to be coming home from the hospital, and I was so excited. He was going to be okay. He was coming home. And I had a dream that I went to school, and I came home, and my mother was walking down the stairs with this awfully terrible look on her face. And she told me that my grandfather had died. And the very next day, I went to school and I came home and I saw my mother walking down the stairs exactly the way I saw in my dream. And I said to her, "Mom, don't tell me. I already know." This dream completely showed me the exact scene that I was about to see the very next day. And looking back on it, I see that as a preparation to help me not be so shocked when it did happen, to help prepare me so that it didn't completely throw me off. And it also showed me that I can see these things in my dreams, that the dream is actually showing me reality. Sometimes when it feels this way, because it was the first dream I ever had that had this type of feeling to it, where it just felt like it stuck with me and it had a different resonance to it. Again, 9 or 10 years old. But at this point, I was angry that I lost my grandfather, and I was so incredibly sad. And as I grew older, I wanted to learn more about it. It never made any sense to me how he would just have cancer and die so suddenly, and then hearing stories from my family that he was there at the atomic bomb testings. He was actually the guy who designed the pigskin suits that the men wore for protection there, protection, quote unquote, that was designed for their protection there at the site. And he was there when the blast went off, and they would tell the guys there to just turn their backs to the blast. And that, of course, didn't sit well with me when I was younger, knowing that my grandfather's cancer was in his spine, so directly facing where the radiation had hit him. And so this prompted my seeking. When I was in college, I did a 30-page paper on this atomic bomb testing and what our government knew about it. And what I found out was they knew full well that this was dangerous, and they did this stuff anyway. And there's multiple stories about this. 60 Minutes, I know, did an episode in the 80s about it as well, to where families were looking for compensation and they had a hard time getting it. Well, my grandmother was one of those people. They actually told her that my grandfather wasn't there, which of course made me even more suspicious. And this 30-page paper that I wound up doing in college was actually the beginning of my looking into all conspiracy theories, or what we would call conspiracy theories, or even truth seeking, because the truth is not what we are being told. And I learned this early in life because my grandfather died. And if he hadn't died, I would never have looked deeper and deeper into these things. I don't know how I would have learned so quickly that we're not always being told the truth, are we? And looking back on this time in my life, I think to myself of all the times that I just knew when someone wasn't telling me the truth, but I doubted it, and I thought I was just imagining it or making it up in my head. Or a time where I just knew how somebody was feeling, and I thought I was making it up, or I thought it was just me. Looking back on all of these times, all of those times, I was correct. In hindsight, hindsight's always 20/20, right? But looking at how much I doubted and disbelieved my own intuition, my own feelings, because the world around me said it was weird, or it didn't make sense, or devilish, or it's not reality. You know, the world around us says, no, that can't be true. You can't know these things. That's all mumbo jumbo. And so this is the program that we're told. And again, not everything is as it seems.
Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a quick moment to tell you about a podcast that is focused on answering the big questions in life called Stories of Impact. Did you know that there are researchers out there working daily to discover scientific evidence about how you can flourish? Join Tavia Gilbert as she shares and connects with compelling stories all about the ongoing scientific exploration of how to live better and shares key discoveries of research grantees from the Templeton World Charity Foundation. I listened to an episode with Deepak Chopra where he discusses how human flourishing is intimately tied into our ability to tap into the flow state, which really resonates with me. As you know, if you have read my book, I wholeheartedly believe in the importance of focusing our flow. So to continue improving your physical and mental health, tune into new episodes the first and third Tuesday of the month by subscribing and listening wherever you get your podcast. And be sure to check out storiesofimpact.org.
So fast forward in life, and I was so lucky to have a mother who raised me as Catholic. We went to church a whole lot growing up, but she started getting into Reiki and Chinese medicine and Shiatsu. And she had a group of women friends who would gather and do shamanic ceremony and sweats and all sorts of different things. And she was really going along her own spiritual path as well. And she taught me a lot. I actually learned my Reiki 2 class with my mom. She would give me Reiki growing up. Anytime anything would happen, she would smack her hands together and rub them and put them on me. So I feel very blessed to have a mom who did energy work on me as I was in college, and I say growing up, but I still felt very young at that point. And then my mother got sick. She got sick when I was pregnant with my daughter when I was in med school. And she lasted, after she got sick, maybe about a year and a half. And in that last year and a half that she survived after being sick, she was just not herself anymore. This was another one of those times where my intuition screamed at me loud and clear, and I just refused to pay attention to it. But I dropped my mother off. She came to visit me. I was living here in Arizona, and she was back on the East Coast. She came to visit. I was pregnant with my daughter, and we went shopping for her baby shower. And I dropped her off at the airport, and I just knew, I had this feeling that I would never see my mom again. And it was a feeling that I just couldn't shake. And it turned out, a couple months later, she got sick, went to the hospital, and was never the same again. So I literally never saw my mom again the same way I did when I saw her face when I dropped her off at that airport that day. All of these moments where I felt I knew, but I just did not want to listen. I didn't want to trust it. I just doubted it so incredibly hard because I didn't want to believe that. I didn't want to believe that I wasn't going to see my mom again. But that was, again, one of those things that was my intuition, my higher self, was preparing me. Hey, this is what's about to happen. Just so you know, this is going to be hard. My mom actually came through in a reading that I did with Leah Ray just the other day. Leah was on the show with me just last week or the week before, or maybe even both. But Leah Ray Light is her website, and she's amazing. She did such a beautiful reading with me. And my mom came through, and I got to have a little nice chat with her. And what she told me was that her dying, although it was very difficult for me, especially with all of the different circumstances that also surrounded it, and since I'm telling my story, I'll just say very quickly that I had a bunch of things all at once. It was one of those moments in life where I put all of the marbles on my plate and it just felt like my entire world crashed down on me all at once. So I met a man. I got pregnant very quickly. He left. My mom got sick. She died. I had the baby. She was released from the hospital. She survived about a year later and then died. So she got to have a good year with my daughter, maybe a year and a couple of months, which was really nice. And during that next year, I had met someone who I thought was my soulmate, my partner for life, my twin flame, all of those things. I just thought I had met the one. And right around the time that my mom died, he said, "See you later. You're not my one." So it was a lot for me at once in this period of my life. And my mom told me that if I didn't have all of that happen at once, then I would have just powered through it. I would have pushed it away. I wouldn't have allowed it to be the catalyst in my life that it was. Because all of this happened in the way that it did and all at once, I needed answers. I had to figure something out. I had to know why all of this was happening. And not only that, but I was in such a deep hole of misery that I never felt so low before. And I had to get myself out of it somehow. So I had to teach myself different tools that could do that so I could pick myself up, because I knew that there wasn't anybody that would do it for me. I had to do it for myself. And so at this point in my life is when I just sat and started meditating because I didn't know what else to do. I was so just distraught. And one day I just sat and breathed. I just went outside and breathed. And I tell you what, I felt so much better that from that moment on, I knew that I couldn't stop doing this. And meditation has been key for me ever since then. It is the one thing that helps to keep you centered, to keep you focused, to keep your vibration in the alignment that you choose, because we have to focus on it, because we have to take these moments to be quiet, to just breathe, to just shut out the outside world and just focus on ourselves and to be outside in nature. And when we do that, the way nature speaks to us is so incredible. Because when I did this right after my mom died, I was sitting there and I was breathing and I was sulking and I felt that I needed to look up in the sky and I was refusing to, again, not listening to it, doubting, being stubborn, story of my younger years. And I was refusing. Well, so I got swooped by a bird who then made me look up because it shocked me and I'm a little afraid of birds swooping by my face. So I shot my face back. And as I did that, I look up in the sky and I see a big angel, a humongous angel in the clouds. And of course, that was my mom saying hello. In my recent reading with Leah, she told me that every time I think of her, every time I dream of her, every time I have these thoughts, it's her. She's there. These little ways that our ancestors who have passed, they speak to us in all of these different ways. And so many times we doubt it or brush it aside. But this is how they speak to us so subtly, with different spirit animals. Maybe it's a hummingbird or a red cardinal. Maybe they're sending feathers or coins or different things in the clouds like my mom did. And she also sent a red cardinal as well. That's a whole nother story. Actually, that's a fun one. One day I was crying. I was really just distraught about her, about missing her. And I had went into the bathroom at my house and I had turned the fan on in there. And it's Arizona where I live. And so it was summertime and the air conditioning was on. So the windows were closed and I'm in the bathroom with the fan on. And I heard a bird that was so loud, so clear, that it brought me out of my tear fit. And I looked in the mirror and I looked at myself so, so incredibly upset. And I just felt my mom. And I started talking to her and I said, "Mom, if I go outside and I see a red cardinal, I'm going to know that this is you." And I go outside. And what is sitting in the only tree in this tiny little yard that I had? A red cardinal. screaming his little face off so incredibly loud. And so at that point, I started to trust myself a little bit more. I started to trust that, oh, maybe this is real. Maybe this is happening. Maybe I'm not just making it up. Maybe these feelings that I feel when these things happen are actually real, and I should pay attention to them more. Maybe I should trust myself. Maybe I should listen a little bit more. Does this sound familiar? We all have these instances in our lives where it's very clear, but we refuse. We just refuse. We doubt. We don't listen. In hindsight, we look back and we say, I knew it. I knew it the whole time. And so I look back at all these different deaths in my life that have affected me, that have challenged me, that have caused me so much despair and hurt and anger and all of the different emotions. And I can look back and I can be grateful for the experience. I'm not grateful that these people aren't here in the physical so I can hug them and love on them, of course. But I am grateful for the experience and what they have taught me, because without it, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't know what I know. I wouldn't trust myself in the way that I do. And of course, still learning, still human. So this is still a journey, still learning every single day. But without these experiences, it wouldn't have been so poignant, so catapulting. And so think about this. If there are people in your life that have passed on, that you missed, think about what you're learning from this journey that they helped you be on. I love you all so, so much. I'm going to leave you with a song for today. This is Dea Dova. I guess it's Dea Dova week. The Great Sky Lodge. Until next time, love you all.
Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.
You.